When a brown person talks about areas in Africa,
the security forces have failed to enter.
It somehow doesn't sit well for some people. Can I be blunt? It seems to me that white journalists from Western countries have some sort of authority when they're covering the rest of the world. One of the challenges is to grab the microphone from the usual players. I'm Nicholas Hawk, correspondent for West Africa, et entre vous et moi, j'ai trouvé ma voie en couvrant l'Afrique francophone. So, I'm brown, of course, and a lot of people ask me, how come you speak French so well? That's because people have this implicit idea. Speaking French means being white, maybe being black, but being brown and speaking French doesn't sit well. I realized with people that look completely different to me physically, we shared a common understanding. People were quick to define what French-speaking Africa was in the ways that felt uncomfortable for the people who live in this region. Felt in the same ways that people try to define me versus the way that I want to define myself. And that resonated to me. There was this romanticism from these Western or white journalists to perpetuate this stereotype about the countries that are reporting in, that it's difficult, that it's hard. There is so much that the world has to learn from developing countries in Africa. Before COVID, the continent experienced several epidemics. People were accustomed to lockdowns, understood social distancing, wearing masks. The reality is that people here have experience with viruses and tropical diseases. And that's where my parents come in. My mother and my father devoted their life to research in tropical medicine. I saw how throughout the years, the funding for research in tropical medicine in diseases that affect poor people fizzled out. This pandemic has revealed that we're all interconnected, that research for viruses and finding cures is as important for people living in these poor countries as it is for people living in rich countries. There's so much to be told about the stories and narrative here that you can only hear, I think, if you yourself are also a minority. The Central African Republic is not only one of the worst humanitarian crises, it's also one of the most neglected conflicts. So many people are in need of dire humanitarian aid, are living hostage in the hands of armed groups and warlords. And we met one of them, a warlord in the city of Bangui, in the capital. We had a security advisor who told me, like, listen, we're only going to be able to protect one of you if you start shooting. We had decided that we would only speak in English and switch to French as soon as the camera switched on. And as soon as I switched to French, he instantaneously connected.
Milices qui sont là au magasin en train de protéger la population, ils ont pas peur de nous.
And that's when not speaking French helped me and speaking French helped me as well. In Francophone Africa, people's voices were being brushed aside. There's a sense amongst many people throughout French-speaking West Africa that time has come to redefine this relationship with the former colonial power. And it's also redefining the relationship towards this common currency, this legacy of colonialism called the CFA. A percentage of this common currency is held in Paris. And there's a sense for many young people here, they want to reappropriate this currency. They want to regain control of their money. The French language, it's the colonial language, but it's also the language that is being used to fight neocolonialism in this region. So there are movements across the region that use their common language, French, to fight or to question the power in place. In Senegal, you have something called Y'en a marre, which is a civil society movement. In Burkina Faso, you have another one called Le Ballet Citoyen. It's become a tool through social media to unite civil society actors, and that is the common language of dissent. The future of the French language is not in Canada or in France. The heart of the French language is here in Africa.